Hello and welcome to the Nursing and the Arts podcast. I'm your host, Susan J. Farese, MSNRN, SJF Communications. Here we will listen to stories from nurses that use the creative arts in their practice or in their personal lives. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Well, welcome everyone to the Nursing and the Arts podcast. This is a wonderful episode for me. It's episode number 8, and it's with my very good friend that I've known since 1988-89, Karen Welch, who is a former Army nurse as well as me. And we both live in California, about a half hour away from each other now after all of these years. So welcome to the Nursing and the Arts podcast, Karen.
Thank you for having me. It's great to see you again.
We just got together this past week for lunch, too. As you can see from the photo here up here on the right on mine, we have lunch every once in a while. And we just love going to some theater events and things like that. It's great that we got together last week. I'm so happy to always see you. And we're always kindred spirits. We're just we relate from a long time ago, and there's nothing like a great friend. So Karen, you're a little bit different than my usual guests because they have a lot of social media and websites and they sell all over, but you are extremely creative and I'm very proud of you. You send me things every once in a while by text of what you're doing creatively. And I just want to say, I'm so impressed with your aptitude. Can you tell me what types of creative arts you work with? And also, did you have that about you before you went into nursing or since nursing? Do you go back and forth? Tell me about what you're doing in nursing at this time or have done.
Okay. I think the creative with the sewing, I first started sewing with my mom. I was probably 12 or 13. And then, of course, when I was in school back in the dark ages, as my grandchildren say, girls had home economics. And so it was cooking and sewing. The boys had the fun stuff, metal shop, woodworking, right. Automotive. So I just continued from there. A lot of what I know how to do, I've self-taught myself. I had not that liked to sew, so I learned a little bit of tailoring from her. So it's always been an outlet. Back in the day, I was also a candy striper with my Girl Scout troop. Okay. And from that was where I got the bug that nursing was going to be my thing. I liked helping patients feed them back. I used to do a evening and helping them, talking with them, reading cards, seeing what the nurses did. I just loved it. So that just sent me on my tangent for nursing school. My mom thought I should go to, some kind of a school that I would learn tailoring, dressmaking, whatever. I was like, no, I want to be a nurse. So that was nursing, but so I do all kinds of stuff. I do make clothes. I've made my bridesmaids gowns 50 years ago when I got married.
Wow!
I've sewed for my children. Now, since I'm retired, I have found that I have a passion for doing things like making quilts. So I make a variety. I like Bargello. I do some patchwork. Nice. But yeah, making quilts is kind of my passion.
That's awesome.
The other thing since I retired from nursing after over 40 years of actively working, now I work with handicapped adults. We do a little bit of sewing and I do health classes with them. Awesome. Just when they accomplish things and get excited, it's just the highlight of my week.
That's wonderful. Now, where did you get your bachelor's degree in nursing?
I went to Salem State College in Salem, Massachusetts, affectionately known as the Witch City. It's now a university status, and my class was the fourth class to graduate from that program.
That's awesome. And then we met when I was the director of staff development and education at the Army hospital we were at. And so I call you my success student because I was doing career management even back in the late 80s. And you're my star student that we sent to apply, and you got into the adult nurse practitioner program through the Army. So what are your initials, your nurse initials now? What are your
I
abbreviations?
am a BSNAPRN, advanced
Okay.
practice RN. The Army's program back in the day was a certification program.
Right.
It wasn't masters producing like they have now.
Right. And you became a nurse in like 1977. So
Yes, that's when I
that's
graduated. Yep.
wow. That's wow.
Really
Long time.
moldy.
I'm right under you. I think I'm a year after you. I was 78. I got my BSN. So wow. And Salem is really a cool area. When we
It's a
lived there.
university now.
Yeah,
It's
that's
got
really
university
cool.
status, so that's
That's
kind of
really
cool.
cool. Yeah. So you moved out to California just a few years ago when you after with your retirement. And since then, when we text back and forth, you'll send me pictures of things that you've done creatively. So these are just some of the things, folks, that Karen has done. She makes tree skirts for Christmas trees. She's doing bucket hats now, Christmas stockings, quilts of all types, right? Costumes. She and her daughter, Alexis, were contestants on Let's Make a Deal. I believe just this past year, I remember seeing the episode like several months ago. So that was really cool. Wine gift bags she makes. She's just a real crafty person that has the art of sewing and creating that way goods and services. Your daughter is also a culinary expert, and she has her own cakery where she sells wedding cakes, birthday cakes, and all, and they are fabulous. If we have space on my blog post, maybe we could ask Alexis and send me some photos of some of the cakes she's done. She's wonderful. You're also the commander of your local VFW unit
I just stepped up in July.
in July. So you see, you from Candy Striper on have been very service related, especially even and with active duty and retirement, working as an NP. So everything is service related. I highly commend you. There's just something in your heart that says you want to create and make things for others. You teach the crafts at the with for the learning disabled. Tell us a little about that. How often do you do that, and what kind of things do you teach them about with the first, is it first aid, and then also the products and that you've made within the crafts?
They all have I've made a little folder for each of them. Things that we talk about and practice all the time is the importance of like hand washing. And so we get to practice. They always giggle when I say, if you sing happy birthday, that you're washing your hands enough times. And
Right.
we practice and they just giggle. We do practice the Heimlich. We practice how to make a 911 call because that's important.
Essential, yeah.
Sometimes they think that they'll say, well, you know, I'm handicapped. I probably shouldn't do this. And I'm like, well, if a kindergartner can learn how to do the Heimlich, you certainly can. There's no reason why you can't. And when we
Sure.
practice and they do it and they go, I can do this. I'm like, that's what we try through the program is that they can at least try.
Try.
So sometimes we do things, I'll bring in, we've made ornaments out of felt where we practice hand sewing skills. We have made Last year, we made some trick-or-treat bags. We've made tote bags.
I know you've made vests also for them because you used to send me some photos of that,
Yeah,
right?
we did that at one time. We made ponchos in the spring. The girls did out of fleece, simple pattern, but they had to match dots and notches, just kind of basics. And then they're thrilled. I always take their pictures so they can send them to their parents to see
Right.
what they've made.
That's great. Full circle. And then it helps them master different skills. I mean, you're helping them, become more confident in themselves and also purposeful to work within society, to be an active member of society, even being learning disabled. That's wonderful.
It's part of, like recognize like different illnesses. We have some students that do have health concerns. So we've talked about things like diabetes and how to recognize symptoms of like low blood sugar, and that ties into healthy eating. And we talk about the snacks that they have or what they have for lunch, the benefits of exercise. And it's amazing to me sometimes because we do a recap, or if it's not the first time, it's the second or third time, because we have to reinforce that the hands go up and they can answer the questions. And if they get them right, the answers, they're just so excited in a way that those of us without disabilities don't. They're just so childlike that anything like that that they do good, they're like, wow, I did it. And
Awesome.
it just melts my heart.
It makes all the difference in the world for them to feel good about themselves. With all the bullying that there is and, just non-acceptance, it's you're inclusive, you're promoting inclusiveness, and you're teaching them how to feel good about themselves and just contribute to society. It's wonderful. I think that it's time for you to show a couple of the things you've made. I think you have them ready in your room here.
Oh,
So
okay.
why don't you tell us what each thing is and pick it up, and I'll let you know if we can see it, okay?
Okay. All right. So you mentioned my bucket hats, and this is one of them.
Adorable.
So
How long does it take to make one of those?
for me, I can make one probably in a couple of hours. For them, sometimes it's a couple of sessions because they are fully lined. The challenge for them is fitting the top to the band. That's the challenging part for them. But and they don't always understand that we kind of make two because you put them together so that it's fully lined. You can turn them either way.
That's great.
But when they see it, they're like, oh, look what I made. So,
That's great. So the bucket hat, and then there's something blue hanging up there. Is that a shirt or a dress? What do you got?
it's a dress.
Oh, how colorful. Oh, that's so cute.
It's Asian style.
Yes, I see that. Yeah, beautiful colors.
The fabric actually came from China.
Beautiful colors. Okay. And then you have a quilt.
Have a couple quilts.
Oh, how beautiful.
This is Bargello style.
What does that mean? You've said that a couple of times.
It's the style. It's a matter of with Bargello, we say you cut, you sew, and then you take it apart to put it back together.
Okay. That's
So
great.
you pick out your fabrics. This one has 14 different fabrics. So I cut strips, sew the strips together to make what's called a strata. It's basically all of the colors lined up in an order. And then you cut them to different sizes, which I don't know if you can tell, but some of these are different sizes.
I do see that. Yes,
And
yes.
then you sew them together in an order, and that's what makes the swirls and
Wow.
that gives it the design. I just love doing it. It's like doing counting cross stitch for me.
Is
I start with a
it,
blank and then you end up with a picture.
And so I'm sure that this is relaxing and cathartic for you too, right?
Always.
I can't see your face, so can you sit down again?
I'm sorry.
We
Yep.
can't see your
I was
face.
gonna say this is my this is a baby quilt. This is a little different pattern, but
Yes.
it is you can see that.
Like a cowboy.
Yeah, they want to the my friend that this is going to the baby's nursery is vintage cowboy.
That's adorable. And then I see something else. There was something
So I
else
was
back
able
there.
to find that.
Yeah. Is there anything else there that you have to
Oh.
show? And I know that above on my profile here, I have a picture of us on the top right, and then the wine gift bags I have a photo of, and then the
Yep.
other Christmas tree skirt is the red and green
That's
pattern above
burnt
me.
yellow also. It's just
Yes.
another form. And then I don't know
Wow.
if you can see the quilt on my bed.
Right? And a multicolored quilt, beautiful colors.
Yep,
So you
that's
use,
another Bargello
right.
style.
That's great.
I love that.
That's
And
great.
then I don't have a Christmas stocking right next to me, but
We
my
may be able to,
granddaughter.
yeah, and we can probably put that up in the show notes. So if people wanted you to sew for them or sell to them, it's time to get you on Etsy or somewhere. Let's go. We can't give this stuff away always, right? You know I do PR, so I'm always buzzing about people's businesses.
I know you amaze me. You
But
amaze me.
you amaze me as well equally. So I mean, that's why I wanted you to, be on the podcast because you are a creative nurse. And even if you're retired, you're still like your identity is still nursing and you're still teaching skills to the learning disabled that have to do with first aid and things that nurses usually, teach about. So you're absolutely amazing. I love having you here. Is there anything else that you want my listeners to know about the importance of creating something or being creative in your nursing life or in your personal life and how it might help?
I think that as a nurse, it's always a stressful job. You have great days, then you have those other days. I know during COVID, when I was taking care of the like short stay rehab and some long-term care, and I was losing patients. It's one of those things we lose patience for all of our skills, our knowledge. And if I didn't have my creative avenue, I think it could be very depressing.
Absolutely.
You need some positive, and I was always proud, always happy to be a nurse. It was just second nature to me. But I think without something on the creative side that was totally unrelated to nursing, I probably would have been depressed. I know it's easy to get really cynical after a while. It's
Sure.
kind of the
I get
nature
that.
of how medicine is after a while. It can really pull you down.
And that is amazing. And everyone I talk to believes in the value of the creative arts in some way. And you are just such a representative of creating with sewing. And that is something that personally, as a child, I never learned sewing. I learned dance because my mom was a dance teacher. So I had lessons from age 3 to 14, and that's all I did. No Girl Scouts, no sewing, no musical instrument learning. Those three things
Yeah.
in my older age here, I'm like, I wish I learned then. So it's not too late. I can still learn a couple of things, but I don't know how I could master a sewing machine. I think that's so complicated for me and my brain, but I
Well,
commend you
actually,
so much.
there are sewing machines that, are all computer and everything now, but mine is still pretty simple. And I tell people, I said, I really, on my basic sewing machine that I sew everything, I said it's been so rare that I would need like a fancy stitch. Sometimes if I wanted something embroidered, I would just do that because I do some hand sewing as well. I
Okay.
just don't do as much of that. My hands go to sleep. So I
Wow.
can't do cross stitch so much
So much.
anymore.
I did cross stitch. I believe it was like in the early 80s. I was with a neighborhood group and it was really fun. We called each other the cross stitch crazies, I think.
Yeah.
And we just got together. It was just a social thing to do. So yeah, Karen, oh, tell me about your Let's Make a Deal experience
Oh,
with your daughter.
that was my daughter. Yeah, people know her because she always has a different color hair, mostly blues and purples and stuff. When every time she goes, it's an adventure. But anyway, she was like, she saw the ad and she was like, I would love to do that. Of course, she's more upbeat and social than I am. So anyway, she interviewed, she got selected and she goes, so mom, what are you doing? You want to go with me? I got selected for Let's Make a Deal. I was like, well, okay. Well, we have to come up with costumes. I was like, oh. So anyway, we went as I made us costumes. We went as Lucy and Ethel in the candy shop, if you've
Yes,
seen
that
that, where they're
famous.
eating the
Yep.
chocolates. Yeah, so there we went up to Let's Make a Deal and my daughter got selected to be a contestant and
Amazing.
it was just so much fun.
That's
It's
great.
like she drags me to do different things like that because she's just that outgoing.
That's amazing. See what
But
you've created? You've created a creative daughter as well. So, and a
yeah,
son. So,
she's great.
and
She's great.
you teach your grandchildren and it's just so, it just feels so good to have a friend from the past in the present and into the future. So I want to thank you so much for being part of the Nursing in the Arts podcast. And remember my quote from my book, which you have.
Both of them.
Oh, yes. Well, my quote is, when it's all said and done, there's no profession as diverse as the art and the science of being a nurse. So you create with your scientific background as well as your artistic ability. Thank you so much for being on the show, Karen.
Thank
See
you
you
for
soon.
Having me.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to the Nursing and the Arts podcast. We loved having you here. And don't forget to sign up for our Facebook group, Nursing and the Arts, as well. And for information, you can email info@sjfcommunications.com.